Hello, listeners. I'm Harley Brennan, and this is Caffeinated Combos. Wow. Episode one. Oh my God. I've been thinking about making a podcast for a while, and I just had to get to the point where I really don't care what people say. So I started it, and here I am, episode one. Oh my God. Happy New Year. Yeah, I wanted to start this like last week, but I was still home and things got away from me and I just didn't end up doing it. So now this is episode one and I moved back to school. I had to move back early. Yeah, so things I want to talk about. New Year's resolution. I know some people have them, some people don't have them. I decided to have one. One thing about me is I am a big gym rat. Like, if I don't go to the gym, I just feel weird. I feel gross. So this year, my New Year's resolution was no missed gym sessions. And basically, I like to go to the gym Monday through Friday, and then I give myself the weekends off. And so for this New Year's resolution, I'm going to try and stick with that. And if I end up having to miss a day, because I know last semester I missed a few days because work and my other job and classes, and I didn't want to go to the gym at like 10 o'clock at night. So for me, I'm going Monday through Friday. And if I end up having to miss a day, I have to make it up that weekend or a weekend in that month, but I can't fall behind within the month. If it gets to the end of the month, I already missed a day and I already messed up, right? So how I'm tracking it is a Google Sheet, and I already made it, and it has one tab for each month of the year. And I basically just go write down I worked out and like what muscle group I worked out, and like I color coded and everything. And I'm gonna try and stick with it. I'm pretty good at working out. Like, I usually find a way. Like, I moved back to school and our campus gym is closed right now. It doesn't open up till like move-in day. And I'll get to why I'm here early later, but yeah, so I've been doing at-home workouts and it's been rough, but I've been doing them. So some push-ups, squats, lunges, we'll see. Another thing, yeah, so basically why I'm here early is I'm an RA, resident advisor here at school, and I am also graduating this year, so I'm only an RA for 1 year, but I love it. I get a whole place to myself. I get my own kitchen, my own bathroom. The school I'm at is one of the top schools for housing, and so housing is amazing. I get free housing. I get a meal plan. I get, on top of a meal plan, I get dining dollars, and I'm actually on call like right now. The phone is literally right next to me, and so if that phone rings, I'm gonna have to stop and respond, you know? But yeah, I love being an RA, so if anyone thinks about it, I love it. Obviously, there's a stereotype of being like a narc, and how stupid is that? I know, but I love it. I made a bunch of friends and it's just saved a lot of money. Yeah. Let's see. Next thing, I have like a list of things I wanted to talk about. Just jotted stuff down from the week. So basically, next thing I want to talk about is Netflix shows, Netflix movies, some things I watched within the past now, actually like 2 weeks since New Year's, was a movie Carry On. I totally forgot who was in it, but it's on Netflix and it's like the TSA agent, and he gets like this earpiece and he has to like get this chemical weapon like on a plane. And the movie's great. I don't really want to spoil it, but I loved it. Like, ever since I watched it, I wanted everyone to freaking watch it. I talked about it all the time. And yeah, it was so many like what the fuck moments and throughout the whole movie. And I watched it twice. I watched it once with my boyfriend, and then I actually liked it a lot, so I watched it again with my mom just because I wanted her to watch it. And the thing about my mom is that she literally can predict anything in movies, and so I definitely thought this one wouldn't. But what happened is, of course, she guessed literally everything that happened, like to a T, which was not really fun. But it was so fun. There's one that didn't, that actually got her towards the end, and I was excited because she like jumped, and I was like, oh, just wait, you know. Another one I watched was obviously Squid Game season 2, and I liked Squid Game season 1. Season 2, I liked it. It was like more about like the backside of it, like the workers and that aspect, and you could obviously, you guys go watch it, but I liked it. They just didn't finish the games. Like the ending of it, I was like, okay, now what? Because some people are calling it like season 3 will be next. It's already been like confirmed, obviously. But like some people are like, oh, it's going to be season 3. And then some people are like, no, it's technically like season 2 part 2. And I'm like, either way, that ending, I was like, what the heck? That can't end like that. And then it's a year away? Like, what? Bro, they're going to end on a cliffhanger like that and then not come out with another episode. Like, what the hell? But yeah, I liked it. I liked the games. Obviously, it's all over TikTok too, so I'm sure you guys have seen it. Let's see, what else did I do during my week? Well, I didn't even bring up the whole main point. Like, I caffeinated combos, duh, I'm caffeinated right now. I have a coffee with my protein shake. Some people think that's gross, but it's amazing, you know? With the new Keurig I have, I bought myself for my birthday. My birthday was in December, and I got a bunch of Target gift cards, and I was like, it was like $100 in Target gift cards, and I was like, what am I gonna spend this on? And obviously I bought myself a Keurig, and I mainly drink like iced coffee drinks, and so I got like the iced coffee one. It does both, like hot and iced, but I'm only gonna really use it for iced coffee. It's amazing. I had like a cold brew cup thing, like you put in the fridge overnight, which is fine. Like I used to work at Starbucks. I worked at Starbucks for like 4 years, but it just makes it so much easier, and it's done in like 2 seconds. The cleanup is a lot easier than the cold brew thing I had before. But yeah, so I have a little coffee, and it has a Quest protein. I basically just make the iced coffee from the Keurig, and then I make like the protein shake with the powder, and then I mix it, and then it's beautiful. It's good. Less calories too. Speaking of, this semester I am cutting. So if you don't know what that means, that just means cutting calories. Literally, that's all it means. Like people, when I think I'm cutting, like my mom and grandparents, they're like, oh my God, is that safe? And blah, blah. It's literally just cutting calories. Like I'm still healthy. I'm probably, the fridge right now is the healthiest it's ever been, you know? I don't have any snacks. But yeah, for the coffee, like no milk. I just do water. And then to make the protein shake, it's just water. Which is actually fine because I'm fine with dark coffee and it's on the darker side. But I love it. And also protein as well. Obviously, you need your protein. What else? This week, I got my nails done. I get my nails done probably every 3 weeks. And everyone loves them usually. These ones are like a new one. It's from my place back at home. And it's like an opalescent beachy collection. And they just like put a little like pearl effect on it, you know? And I love them. They're like a light blue. Whenever I get my nails done, I just feel put together. Like if they're all outgrown, I'm just like, oh my God, when's my next nail appointment, you know? And I don't do anything crazy. Like I do usually solid colors or maybe French tips, you know. Another thing this week, I had a friend. I picked her up from the airport because she went to Vegas with her boyfriend. I still have not been to Vegas. I want to go so bad. But I literally went to the airport to pick her up, and I was gonna sit in the cell phone lot. And the airport confused the hell out of me. Like, I get there, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna just go straight to the cell phone lot because I like getting to places early and I hate being late for anything. And so I get there and I'm trying to follow these signs. Then there's like hourly parking, which I don't think that's what I wanted, but then it's like cell phone lot, follow the hourly parking signs, and then I go. And all of a sudden I'm back on the freeway going like south, and I'm like, no. So I'm like circling. I circled. I think I passed the terminal like four times, but she wasn't out yet, obviously. And then finally, I just put into my phone. I was like, cell phone lot, like whatever. On my way there, and right when I get to the entrance of the cell phone lot, she goes, "Oh, we're outside." I was like, "Of course, of course. Why wouldn't that happen?" So then I'm like, "All right, be right there." And then it was like 10 minutes away. I'm like, "Okay, be there in 10 minutes." Finally picked her up. And they have a lot of stuff. And I already had stuff in my trunk so I can come move to school. And so her boyfriend had some bags and she had some bags. And so it was a little tight squeeze, but we figured it out. It was fine. And yeah, that was fun. She also comes to school with me. She lives off campus, but I'll be hanging out with her hopefully tonight or tomorrow. Yeah, speaking of, I moved back to school on today, Saturday. I moved back here on Tuesday, and it was fine. Literally nothing too exciting. My card was already encoded, because all RA's cards are encoded until the end of the year, so that was easy. And then I have my other job. I coach at a high school up here, and I literally unpacked, and I had to go to work. So I went to work, and I'm coaching basketball right now. And so I was tabling for both games. Excuse me. JV boys and my team, varsity girls. I was basically just doing the book. And it was a lot easier. I literally learned the book this year, and it was the easiest thing to do. So I get so nervous when they put me on the shot clock. It's very simple. It's literally one button. That's all I have to worry about. And it's just certain rules of when I start it, when I don't, what counts as, like, I get so overwhelmed. And I do fine every time I do it. Like, they're like, "Why are you freaking out?" I'm like, "I don't know. I just am, you know? I just get in my head." But I do the book, and it's fine. That was Tuesday, and then I worked in the office. Okay, so at our school, there are two types of RAs. There are RA programmers, which is the ones that, like, they put on events, they put on programs. The nighttime stuff that honestly, like, no one goes to, but some are really popular. Programmers, that's most RAs. I think that's like 30 something of them. No, 40 something? 40. I don't know. But I'm the other side. I am an operations RA, and there's literally only six of us, and we work in the office. And so I didn't have to move back to campus early, like earlier than the other RAs, but I wanted money. And so I worked in the office Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And apparently winter break office shifts are from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I have not worked a full shift like that since I worked at Starbucks like 4 years ago. So it was a lot, but it was honestly just busy work and it was fine. The first day, Wednesday morning, I did room inspections for like 3 hours with my coworker, and he does them normally, so he didn't care, but I was like, "Bro, we're doing this for 3 hours." We had 70 rooms to inspect. We got through like 47 before our lunch break, and then he ended up doing the rest on his own, and I started doing like office, like busy work, like PIN codes and stuff, you know? But yeah, and then another thing as an RA, like I mentioned before, you're on call, and so because I was in the office, I was already here, I tried to stack up all my holiday on-call shifts so I don't have to work like spring break or anything. And so I was on call Wednesday night, Thursday night, and last night. And last night technically counts as a weekend, so I'm still on call from last night, and it's 24 hours, so I'm on call today until 5 p.m. But it's been quiet because literally like maybe less than half of campus has moved back already. All the athletes are back, but the past two nights we've had zero phone calls. I'm knocking on wood, like, so we don't get any today. Some are early move-ins, so we might get some today, but those are easy. But yeah, one exciting thing that I'm trying new this semester that I already started, it's been all over TikTok. I have been influenced. TikTok influence. And I'm making sourdough. Yeah, I'm trying to make sourdough. We're on day 3. She's doing good. She actually doubled in size on day 2. But everything I've read and what people have said, like, it could double in size, but it's still not ready. So don't even try and cook with it yet. I said, okay. Even though it's doubled in size. But now it's, like, not even growing. But they said, wait a week. Once it gets to a week, then figure it out. And then you could try and bake with it if it doubles in size within, like, a few hours. Not, like, a whole day. So we'll see how that goes. I'm really excited. I have a jar. And I label it. And she's called My Doter. Oh, my God. I love it. I'm excited. I really hope it works out. But it's just with all-purpose flour, and I don't know. We'll see. Everything I've read says all-purpose flour is fine. But if it doesn't work out, I'm going to say fuck it and just... words. And just get real, like, bread flour. Because that should work, right? It's Trader Joe's all-purpose flour. Unbleached, enriched, whatever that means. All-purpose flour. So I'm hoping it'll be fine. Yeah, we're only at 16 minutes. I mean, this is my first podcast, first episode. I might just leave it here, honestly. Yeah, so that's it. Hope you guys have a great day, great week, and I'll catch you next week. Stay caffeinated.